This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology. Again, with my brew technology knowledge, it's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best reviewed coffee press on the planet at just under $50. And with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50. And we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's AEROPRESS.com/allfantasy. And use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy. And be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're drafting things for kids that adults love. Because why box ourselves in, for God's sake? I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and I'm joined, as always, by my friends and comedians, Sean Jordan and David Borde. Let's get into it. Everything. The podcast that is mere hours at this point
from
taking a trip to the hospital and having labor induced on its fiance.
Yeah, man. We're gonna have the first kid. The family's having a kid. I'm excited. I'm terrified. Absolutely. You know, I feel like we've been a good beacon of not only hilarity, but people embracing their feelings and showing that it's okay to show.
Beacon, which is a condiment, we decided earlier on. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, dude, yep. I gotta tell you guys.
Proven.
Remind me to tell you the story about how I messed up another, like, I did another caution to the wind situation. But before I do that, I feel like we've let people know that it's okay to show your emotions and cry and all that. And I've been crying. I've been emotional. I'm terrified. And so I've been thinking about this a lot, and I've been thinking about you guys. I just texted David the other night. I was like, I miss you, man. I'm emotional. Even though I just saw you yesterday.
I was yesterday, like, who
this? Yeah, who is this?
David was like, fuck that noise,
pretty,
dude.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Sean's been crying because the paternity test came back, and it is the rat's baby.
Yeah.
So now,
yeah, man, I knew it wasn't mine. I haven't had a boner in years. So.
Now you got to raise this rat's baby, and it's there's layers there. There's a lot of layers there.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, whatever. It's a member of the family regardless. So I'm very happy about it. Now, if you two could please do me a favor. Or wait, I might have told Ian this. David, if you could do me a favor. If I were to tell you that a very smart person is considered a Rhodes Scholar, will you please spell that phrase for me?
R-H-O-D-E-S.
Mm. Man, a big part of me was hoping you thought it was ROAD like I did.
Oh, no.
Laura stopped. I said it. We're watching Grey's Anatomy. We're watching Grey's Anatomy, and I was like, what are they, think of a Rhodes Scholar over here? And she stopped. She goes, you say road or Rhodes? And I looked at her, and I go, I didn't want to lie, but I was like, I knew I stepped in it, but I was like,
yeah,
road?
The fact she said it.
She was looking for that. She was looking for that one. Because Rhodes
Scholar.
Then she
laughed until she cried. She doesn't do that shit.
Road scholar, it runs into each other. It's not like you need to say road scholar or road, you know, it's road scholar. So she was like, you said it, and she was like, here's a...
this idiot.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I believe this oyster contains a pearl.
And I get the idea of like a road scholar, like, oh yeah, he studied the streets. He's very savvy.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand that. That makes sense to me.
In my mind, that's what it was. I was like somebody who like... who's been around, you know, knows. I thought it was slang. I didn't know it was a thing, a real thing. I thought it was slang.
Logic would dictate you would never assume like, oh, it's a scholarship to let you go study at Oxford, named after some dude named Rhodes, maybe, or the Colossus of Rhodes, some ancient Grecian city where books were important or some shit like that.
I sure didn't know that. So sure. And then she laughed till she cried, like pretty hard. And then she apologized. I was like, Please don't apologize. It's hilarious. I love it. I love that you're doing this.
Yeah.
And now I know.
Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah. And then I just told millions of people. You see, millions.
Millions
I just
of people
told
listen. Yeah.
Millions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have millions of listeners. Yeah.
It might be a B. We might be getting the Jay-Z numbers.
Yeah, I think so. Well, after that title playlist you made, dude, I think we're definitely in the millions.
I just heard a Jay-Z song. What song did I hear, David, that I sent you that I've never heard before? I don't know. It's DMX, Jay-Z, and Nas. It's so good.
Bath Salts.
I remember that song.
Yes, Bath Salts. It is so good.
Wait, did it just come out?
It just came out, right? Yeah, I think it just came out like a few weeks ago.
Oh, I don't know it then.
Are you thinking of that song where they say bath salts?
Yeah.
Bath Salts.
I'm thinking I was thinking of lemon.
You're thinking of lemon.
Yeah.
Lemon.
Bath Salts.
I didn't know this song just came out. That makes me feel better then. All right, cool. I'm up on it, dude. I'm up on title too. What's up? I just don't have a playlist.
What does Jay-Z say? Intermittent fasting, but these mills ain't catching up or something like that?
Something like that, sure.
A lot of real strong bars in that song.
Jay-Z's not the only person who's been rapping lately.
Yeah, man. You get ready to hear it, David.
You're about to be a father tomorrow. Can you bust one for me? Bust it open for a real one, Sean. Yeah.
What, rap for you?
What did you think I was saying? Yeah.
When have I ever just freestyled on the show? It's never Dink. Yeah. I recorded a rap.
Do one of your verses then, dude. I know you have them memorized still. You got them in the holster.
Come on,
no,
man.
Nobody
Come
hears
on.
It until it's done. Nope.
It's
got to be done. It's not done. No, no. Finishing touches,
it's gotta
man.
It's got to be mixed and mastered.
No, we still got to do...
Okay.
I thought it was done. And he's like, no, there's definitely more stuff that needed. I need to go in and like re-record a couple like drops, I guess. Where I don't know the lingo. I just rap, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I get you. It's not technical. It's not on you. It's in you.
No, you throw me in the booth. You know what I just learned? It's Lakeith Stanfield that plays Snoop in Straight Outta Compton. I didn't know that. Do you know that?
I did know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I had no idea.
I don't remember that movie as well as I probably should.
Yeah, I've seen it like 100 times.
It was so long.
I've seen the whole thing. Probably seriously 30 times through. I love it.
I do want the people to know I have heard the Sean Jordan rap song.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, man.
I liked it. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's.
Can you give the title?
Nike and Adidas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, who's your influences? Is it like a Redman, Muddy Waters?
Boy.
Is it like a jazz backed kind of thing?
You know, it's funny.
Are you taking from. Like a Buju Banton, like a dancehall.
I couldn't even think of somebody I could remotely draw from.
That sounds like an artist.
I've never been more scared to do like something, I guess, like speak into a mic, or I don't know what you'd call it. I've been more scared to do things. Like I've been in fights and stuff, but this I was terrified. I was pouring sweat and Isaac had to keep yelling at me. It was just like fucking like rap into the, like do it, rap, like yell. I was like, I can't do it, dude. It took a while.
God, I wish I could have seen that.
It would have been amazing. I would have loved to have been in that room.
Yeah,
I feel like it was like hustle and flow. Like he was like, push that shit out.
He pretty much was. He yelled. He raised his voice a few times. He's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to get it out of you. And then when I would do it, though, he'd be like, yes, yes. And he would like stand up. He's like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's exciting.
It was fun, man.
I feel like it was like Eddie Murphy and Rick James when they recorded Party All the Time.
Yeah. You guys were doing like a lot of coke, right? Like a lot.
Yeah, man.
Like a lot.
Yeah. We had guns. Like we were just holding them. I was holding guns.
Having heard it, I will say that the strongest influence on the rap is Sean Jordan. It is it's Sean Jordan doing a rap song. It's exactly, if you picture that, it's what it
I
is.
I can't. That's the hard part I'm having. That's the hard time
it
I'm having.
Sounds like I'm talking.
He doesn't turn into someone else when he's right. It's him but rapping.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
I want you that's to like, hear it for
that's
the
why I love Young Dolph.
You'll hear what I mean.
I want you to hear it for the first time, like on either on the show or live. Like in my mind, I'm going to hold it.
Can I be holding your daughter when I hear that for the first time?
Ah, she ain't going to be there. But in my mind, it's going to be in Denver at High Plains. We play it for the whole crowd okay. And for you for the first time.
Oh, boy. Speaking of which, tickets will. We're putting together some live shows. And so we'll have some announcements about that soon, which we will. I don't know how it works for High Plains because it's a comedy festival, but for the Patreon people first, we will be making those tickets and dates available first for people. But yeah, we're gonna start getting together again, doing shows again. It's gonna be fun. So keep a lookout for that.
The world is coming back, dog.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
One of those people who the world's coming back and getting much realer for is Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Melon Jordan on Instagram. Sean, yeah, hospital food for fun on the lunch and the dinner tomorrow and maybe the next day too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a long time.
Mm-hmm. Looking like she's going to be born on 69, man. So do what you want with that info.
I already told you we will. I promise to never tell her what that means.
Yeah. I ain't going to let her know.
I promise. That's my oath to you.
I mean, that's she's going to be a me. Public school kid, so she'll find out. She'll find out real young, like I did. I'm sure she ain't going. She ain't going to private school. I'll tell you that.
I didn't know what it actually meant for a long time. To be fair, I knew it was like sex thing.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, 69, but I didn't know it was like double chomp down till much later.
With my Beaverton upbringing, I was fairly clear on what wining and dining were, but the.
that's saying. What a crazy expectation if you just wine and dine someone for the first time and then you expect to go 69 them. Pretty wild.
It's a wild move. It's always a wild opener.
It's a wild closer. It's wild at any point. It's wild to ever expect it or to engage in it if you've engaged in it. I can't imagine. Nobody feels. You never lose yourself in a 69. You can't unless you're drunk, right? You have to be.
No. I don't know, man. I've been pretty tore up, and I don't think you can even lose yourself then. I don't.
I mean, it's like, it's one of those things. Am I eating dinner or am I making dinner?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
What would it be? You're both the schlemiel and the schlemazel.
And the schlemazel. Doing a 69 is like wearing a shirt that you know you're not pulling it off. The whole time it's happening, you're like, am I doing this?
You're bummed.
Am I really like, doing this?
Out loud a couple times, you say, Paisley was a weird choice.
Yeah, it's got Betty Boop playing pool on the back?
Are the sleeves supposed to be this flowy? This is too flowy.
I'm in my 30s. What is this shirt? What is this?
I knew I shouldn't have dried it. I knew I should have hung it out, but I put it in the dryer, and now it's ill-fitting, and I
feel lumpy right now.
Yeah, man.
I feel like everybody can see my nipples.
These are things you can say during both the 69.
Are you talking about me at the hospital tomorrow? Yeah, true. That's right.
Well, you're going to be breastfeeding other people's kids first, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to wear that Dame jersey that you gave me.
Yeah.
I'm going to let them know real quick, like, what kind of dad I'm going to be.
Great.
Dame jersey, white Adidas track pants.
You're going to be the kind of, while you are wearing sporting good equipment at the hospital, you will not be attending any of your child's games.
No. I will do a very poor job of concealing my vape that I have in the delivery room. That kind of thing. Why does it smell like cotton candy in here? I don't know. You know, that kind of stuff.
Because my dad
I don't even know.
Are you going to take your shoes off?
I don't know. Do you do that?
I don't know, but it feels like you're not supposed to have your shoes on when babies are born. I don't know. Yeah. Like,
I'll be
I'm not sure the science behind what I just said.
Whatever they, I'm sure it's coming off for real. I mean, as soon as they say, sure, it's coming off. And that kid's getting on my skin.
Well, I called the hospital and they gave the go ahead to you standing on top of a log, like a upright kind of a pylon, doing martial arts without a shirt on while your baby's born.
Ooh. Like Karate Kid.
So the baby comes out and that's the first thing she sees is that silhouetted. Is you just like martial arts, you know?
That's important.
Picture me rolling. It's going to be playing pretty much from when I walk in till I leave, just so I make sure that that's all she hears the whole time. Picture me rolling.
That's right.
Real laid back kind of life, you know? I feel like that'll get her off on the right foot.
Man, this is exciting.
It's crazy. It is, man. It really is. I'm extremely emotional, but I'm stoked. I was just thinking the other day, like I just so crazy. I've made so many dumb choices and decisions in my life and done so much dumb shit. Not like real. Now, I'm not like stolen cars and shit, but I've done a lot of dumb stuff. And to where, you know, I just look at where I ended up and I'm so happy and so grateful. So this is, I just calm myself down.
You're going to do great. A lot of dumb people have had kids, man. And you're way smarter than all of them.
You don't, dude, I think about that constantly. I can't rip off any names, but I'm like, well, those fucking morons handled it.
I can.
Seriously, there's one in particular where I was like, oh, well, yeah, I got it. Sure.
It's like going to an open mic for the first time. You're like, oh, they're doing stand up? Okay, I'm all right.
Yeah, I can totally have a career.
Yeah,
I this can do guy, this. He can't read.
Yeah, man.
Do you have any shows or anything you want to promote, Sean?
I have a show at Botanist in Portland on Wednesday, the 16th, maybe. Next Wednesday. I guess the Wednesday that this comes out, the Wednesday after this comes out. Other than that, no, just chilling.
Well, there you go.
Probably gonna perform with you when you're here, Ian and David. I'm gonna hop on your show too, so fucking deal with it.
I'll put those dates out on the Patreon first, but then even my stand-up I'm putting out on the Patreon first, but I will then announce them shortly thereafter. But those will probably sell out pretty quick.
Easy.
What do you mean easy?
I was just being a dick. I thought we were doing a thing, but no, your shows will sell out.
I missed the bit.
They'll definitely sell out
because I said it sold out. He was trying to fucking block my shine, Shouty.
I didn't like it.
Well, Malloy didn't sell out, so I figured if Malloy didn't sell out, then you have no chance. But it's neither here nor there.
Malloy's claiming he sold more tickets than you did, though. He said that to me
because they opened up tickets. I don't sold that kid with my eyes closed, but they opened up more tickets. So, you know, if he wants to see me, he can see me. He knows exactly what town I'm in, so he can come up and get it if he needs it.
What was the capacity that the Malloy didn't sell out?
It was 100, I think, and then they opened it up, so tickets at the door. So he actually ended up selling like 130. But just so we're all clear, I would have sold more if they'd open up that shit.
That's the Sunday before Memorial Day too, right? So he's doing all right. Shout out to the Malloy.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's killing it. I was just being a spark plug, real spitfire, you know.
Well, Sean, I mean, you're flying off the handle here, Sean. Don't fucking.
Yeah, you're a father.
Dude, you're a father now. You need to calm down.
He has kids. You have a family to think about.
True. Yeah, man.
All right, I'll start going to church.
All right, cool.
All right.
Damon Bory is here. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. The G is silent on Twitter. How are you doing, buddy?
Yeah. I am good, man. I am in town for like one night only. Was that in Dreamgirls?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in town doing a thing, and then I'm flying back to Denver, which I'm very excited about because starting June 25th at the Black Buzzard, Faded Denver is kicking off monthly.
Yes.
First headliner, Jamel Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh. Go to Faded Comedy, D-E-N, for tickets when this comes out, and we're really excited to have a monthly going on in Denver.
Faded Comedy, Dan.
And you're going to make it back from Bolivia in time for that, right? Like, that's a long flight.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I've never had a passport.
That didn't stop anyone from going to Bolivia.
You know I can't have a passport after the fucking, the Utah incident.
Well, you got a passportion.
I got a passportion. I got to pass up on talking to Johnny Law. That's what I got to pass.
Are you bringing anyone in for Faded Denver? Are you bringing anyone in like to host, or are you just hosting it yourself?
I'm going
to
host it. So far, we have Jamel Johnson locked down. We have some other names for the summer, but I don't want to drop just because it's not like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to be monthly. The venue's great. We're really excited. We want to try to sell it out and just bring some people who have never been to Denver out and see all your beautiful faces.
I'll drop the name. Yes. Ellen. Ellen's doing the second show.
Uh-huh. She's doing it. I didn't want to. All right.
Ellen D.
All right.
It's Ellen something. DeGeneres, Ellen Cleghorn, and then Ellen Strickland Williams, which is Alan Strickland Williams wearing a pantsuit and loud sneakers.
Yeah.
Same dance moves for sure.
Very similar dance moves.
But yeah, that's what I got. And then, yeah, other than that, you know, I'm out here. Just watch my socials and whatnot.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, man.
I am Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Christian Mingle. Figure that out. We got it.
Messianic Jewish Christian Mingle.
It's for the Messianic Jews. There's a lot of different Jews out there, and I embrace them all. I don't. But for the sake of this joke, I do.
Hard. All right. Harsh.
Yeah, dude, I'm drawing lines in the sand, dude.
Yeah, I like it.
Give a shit. Draw. Get it done.
I'm about to be a friend uncle again, you know? So I got to fucking, I'm becoming a hardliner too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Frunkle is like different.
Yeah, Frunkle's different.
You know
dude.
What I mean?
You're by far my closest friend who's had a kid.
You guys are family. You know who's going to be her Frunkle are my actual, I don't know, whoever would be her actual uncles. I'm going to be like, those are your friends. These are your uncles for real. That's going to be
I'd prefer you call me a Frunkle.
I've been calling you a Frunkle.
I'll act as a real uncle, but I would prefer the Frunkle nomenclature.
Okay.
Just like on like when you describe me to the kids, say Frunkle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Frunkle DD.
Your Frunkle's Dee Dee. and your front Marissa. Front? Front?
I say front.
Front.
Yeah. Marissa, Frunkles, you want to be a front. You want to be a front or a frant, Mars?
I don't know if I love that name, but I would love to be the fun aunt.
Sure. Well, I didn't ask if you loved it. Aunt. I was just saying, what do you want to be? Because it's one or the other, my friend.
Hacker aunt is cool.
Hacker aunt. Damn.
Hacker front. Now everybody's happy.
It sounds like that Usher song, Lovers and Friends, but Frunkles in France. Oh, it's a good look, baby. You guys know the song.
All right, little Hype Williams presents. Your Frunkles in France are coming over, so tidy up your playroom.
Put down that skateboard. Your Frunkles in France are coming over.
Her full name is going to be Hyper Williams Presents.
Your Frunkles in France are bringing some Frips.
Some Frodas and some Frottermelon.
And some Frachos.
We're going to have a barbecue.
I think we should really keep barbecue.
It's going to be like our is a little bit. It'll be frar. Like barbecue will be like Snoop Dizzle.
Barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah. Like our izzle. For shizzle. Barbecue.
It's exciting. I'm Sean, excited. You're running on Faded some like Comedy Denver.
My kid's already not sleeping through the night energy. You're coming.
I'm nervous, man. I'm telling you. I was telling Marissa, like, I'm just off. Like, I tripped the other day, just walking. I tripped. I don't fucking trip. Earlier, before this, I was making a PB&J, and I pulled out the J from the fridge, and then Laura got home, and I was, like, down on my knees looking, like, digging in the fridge, and I was like, is there jelly in here? Are we out? Where's the jelly? She's like, did you maybe put it on the table already? And I go, well, it sure looks like I did, doesn't it? And
oh, man.
It's on the table. I'm doing...
That's classic dad shit, getting pissed about where's the jelly.
Dude, no, you're already real. In.
She just walks in. Hey, where's the fucking jelly?
I put it right here.
Your shirt's tucked in, right? I feel like your shirt's got to be tucked in by now.
Yeah, well, it came untucked when I was frantically looking for the jelly. It's right by that half of an onion that's been there since last Labor Day in the back of the fridge.
What kind of jelly was it?
Blackberry.
Oh, you're a dad, man.
Yeah, dude.
What's your jelly? What's your go-to?
You're a dad. Me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really buy jelly like that, to be honest, which sounds weird.
Just started during quarantine because I was like, I think peanut butter and jelly are decent for you. So I was like, if I need snacks, are they not?
I don't
peanut butter is good for you, right?
I don't think so. And I don't think jelly, it's just like sugar and fruit, I think.
Yeah. I don't want to burst your bubble or anything. It's not.
There's like a good one, right? Is it jelly is okay and jam is bad?
They're both bad.
Which one's like just syrup? Jam is just like syrup. Right?
Yeah.
It's better than me being left to my own devices of ridiculous pairings that I might do late at night. It's better than, say, a tortilla in Alfredo sauce.
It's
for
definitely
sure.
better than that.
Dipping Funyuns in shoe polish or whatever you do.
I'm serious. Like, you know, nacho cheese and tortillas. Again, that's all going to suck. It's all going to be a tortilla. But like, I would get those big things of like toast, whatever the nacho cheese company is. It's in the chip aisle. You know, I'd get Tostitos. Those and just dip tortillas in them late at night. Like, that's bad. It's
that's
worse
bad for
than
you
peanut
well.
Butter and jelly. Yeah. Got to be worse. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to rain on your parade, but you'll not want to like exclusively eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
No, I just like if I'm feeling peckish at night and it's more than like sometimes I'll just eat a few saltines. That's something I'll do to curb a late night snack. I'll have like three or four saltines. If it's more than that, if it's more substantial around like 10 o'clock, I'll have a peanut butter and jelly.
Let me run this up the flagpole and see if you salute at it. An apple.
Uh-huh. Yeah, an apple is not a late night thing for me. I do like an apple in the middle of the day. I've been doing it a lot lately.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, no one saluted. I'm sorry.
Do you not like fruit, though? You don't like vegetables, but you like fruit.
I love fruit. I love fruit. Okay. Absolutely love it. We almost drafted fruits today. And
yeah,
I would have. Yeah, I would have had some picks.
Here's another idea. A small handful of almonds.
Yeah, I do that.
There
I
you
do
go.
That.
There you go.
Small handful of just raw almonds. No, none of those like hickory smoked or wasabi or anything. Just some raw almonds.
Here's where jams and jellies will get you. Because like... there's just so much sugar in them. There's just so, and there's no fiber really. There's fiber in the bread. So what happens is your body will process the sugar almost immediately, which will cause your blood sugar to spike, which isn't good for you. Whereas if you eat fruit, that's why juice is bad for you, but fruit is kind of good for you. Cause like if you drink juice, it's just the sugar straight. Whereas if you eat fruit, it's got fiber in it, which takes your body longer to process the sugar. And it evens out the like blood sugar spike kind of thing.
You know, one thing I've been doing, a little easy thing that you can do that will make it easy. So I love grapes a lot, but I don't like a bunch of grapes to pick them. I don't like standing there and pick them off the thing. So now when we get a bag of grapes, I'll pick all of them off and put them in a Tupperware. So they're all just loose grapes in this Tupperware. And then if I'm feeling peckish, I keep stealing Zach's word. I will go get the Tupperware and I'll just eat hand like grapes. I'll have like a handful or two of grapes and I don't have to pick them off the vine or whatever, and it makes it so much easier and more accessible.
And you're telling me you have a kid tomorrow?
Yeah,
this all lines up. You're plucking grapes and putting them in Tupperware.
I cut up strawberries. I pre-cut up strawberries planning. I was like, all right, I'm gonna cut all these up so they don't go bad, put them in some Tupperware, and then when we want strawberries for dinner, we don't have to cut the strawberries. They're already cut, and then it's just so much easier. It's not like it's hard to cut strawberries. So much easier when it's already done, you know, when you're just filling idle time.
Oh, man's nasty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look out for my date soon. I'll be doing some stand-up. I'm getting back into stand-up, and that will be announced again on our Patreon first, and then on Twitter, elsewhere, and all that. Keep watching The Late Late Show with James Corden. Keep listening to All Fantasy Everything, where I remain and will remain, I just found out, into the next year. The show's kind of Ed McMahon, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Damn right.
My mustache is too long. It's getting into my mouth a little bit. So
that's the worst era.
I don't like that feeling. I don't like it.
Just know that as I'm recording this podcast. If I seem a little bit off, it's because there's a mustache in my mouth.
It looks strong.
It feels good.
But yeah, it's a rough feeling.
The look of it feels good, but the feel of it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Now
we are
gathered here today not to
Jeez, that was deep as shit.
Not to talk about mustache philosophy, but to draft things that are for kids that you still like as an adult. This was chosen by our wonderful Patreon member. Shout out to you. We love you. This was a great topic. There were several great topics, many of which I think we will revisit, but this was the one the Patreon chose.
There were 200 great suggestions, by the way.
Really,
it was the most that we've ever had. There were 200 suggestions, so thank you, everybody.
Can't wait to dig into those. That's great.
Man.
So that's what we're drafting. Now, the way we determine the order of that draft is a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the two of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, you're lucky you got a daughter coming.
Fatherhood begins, dude. I'm your dad right now.
I will beat the shit out of you.
Fuck that. How's it sound? How's it sound on me?
Good, dude. It's good. You sound tough.
Fatherly. Nurturing.
Daddy, I'm hungry. Fuck all that.
Nah, kill that noise.
Daddy, can I have some juice? Fuck all that noise, Shorty. Go to bed. Oh, man. Yeah. I got weird energy.
John, for the listeners at home who couldn't infer, was the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors by his increased paternal energy. Now, Sean, as the winner, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
It's a great question.
I think it's going to be kind of like how I'll be pacing in the delivery room, like waiting for things to go on. I think it'll be a lot like that. I don't think I'll be able to sit and chill and just watch movies. I think I'll be up a lot, but I'll be in the room. I won't want to go anywhere. So I'll just be like walking over to one side being like, yeah, it's, you know, it's like a painting of Multnomah Falls or maybe even a real picture of Multnomah Falls. And then I'll walk over a little bit and I'll be like, oh, they got USB ports on the TV. That's pretty cool. Maybe we can watch some Sweet Tooth, which is a new Netflix show we just started watching last night. It's pretty good, by the way. Then walk back to the other side of the room and be like, yeah, I guess I could sleep here. Mm-hmm. They say it's a bed, but it's not really, but it looks like I can fall asleep at some point. And then I'll walk over and I'll be like, I don't know why that number is what it is, but it is, you know, and then I'll just deal with it. And then I'll walk back over to the other side of the room and just kind of do that for what I hear for about 22 hours. And then I'll be a dad. I think that's labor from the guy's end.
Yeah, that's your part.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your part. Yeah, wearing a hole in the carpet.
Carpeted delivery room.
You pick third in the first round. You pick first in the second round is what that means. Now, Sean, with that in mind, what will the order of this be on this, the night before your daughter's birth?
Is this prima nocta? Did I get that
wrong? This is prima nocta. I think prima nocta is you get to have sex with a bride on the night before.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Then this isn't prima nocta.
I bet you can't wait for that post nocta though. You know what I'm talking about. I wonder about.
What's the term for like 69ing the bride. Anyway,
pregnant person? I don't think there is
impossible.
One.
Impossible. Yeah, there is impossible. There's no way. There's no way that happens.
Hakeem Olajuwon could do it.
I'm going first.
He could do it.
David second.
That's what he's known Ian's for. Third.
You're first, David second, Ian's third?
Yeah.
Hot corner. Well, that is the order of the draft, and Sean, David, Ian, and we will get to Sean's first pick right after this short break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now, it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that, and your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose, feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes, and then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to like blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got like a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mack Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have, I think, 7 pairs of Mack Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it though. Mack Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that
they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice, like, stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mack Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techie. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind, like the Matrix, that residual self-image. That's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MackWeldon.com. Promo code ALLFANTASY.
Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything. Is that how I usually do it? I'm feeling a little off. Wait, hold on.
No, but it gets me every time. No, it was good. I liked it.
Welcome.
No.
Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast. Wait, no, that's not what I do. No, Jesus.
And we're back.
I'm way off. I'm conflating. Yeah. I'm for cocta. I'm for clamped.
It's Marissa pointed out that Mercury is in retrograde,
Mercury is in retrograde. Do you guys believe in that stuff when Mercury is in retrograde?
No.
Like people have slip ups and accidents and all that?
I mean,
I don't really.
I have been drinking more Gatorade.
Yeah.
Mercury is in Gatorade. There's a lot of mercury in your Gatorade, and that's exactly what's going on.
I've been listening to Welcome to the Black Parade. So,
see? Yeah. See?
So I do buy it.
I've been watching Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah. Welcome back. Have you? The Sweat Hogs, dude.
No. Oh,
okay.
No.
The Sweat Hogs? Why are you talking about my nipples like that, dude? Doc is a cool.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything. There it is. It's the only podcast that has ever existed. You know that.
You gotta leave it in because it's got the Sweat Hog stuff in there.
Yeah,
so
you gotta leave the whole thing in. Mercury's in fucking retrograde, dude.
Leave the whole hog in there.
The whole hog. Leave the whole Sweat Hog. David, it
let
is
it
the,
soak, or, baby.
Soak the hog. Even without a hog being a euphemism for penis, that's gross.
It does sound gnarly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's about dicks or not.
It's grosser if it's a real hog. Will you soak the real hog? No. Yuck.
It's grosser if it's just a real hog.
Grosser.
Sean, it is time for the first pick. You have that first pick.
Disneyland.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great pick.
Yeah. I mean, I get it for sure, but it was definitely with children in mind. And I mean, adults, myself included, love
That's
Disneyland.
Not what several of the people on my drive to work who I see have a bunch of Disney figurines in their window and stickers on the back would have you believe. I think they would make the argument it's very much for adults.
I mean, it was made for kids. For sure. You disagree?
Oh, no, it's a good pick. Oh, yeah, I'm just making fun of those people.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, I didn't know. I was just going to say, I never met any, like, adults who Disneyland was, like, their personality until I moved to Southern California.
It's a big Southern California thing.
Yeah.
It's really...
People really go for it.
I love it. I've only been a handful of times. Three, I think, to be exact. But it was... It's just so weird how adult it is. Like, the last time I went, we were standing in line and a lady started talking to us about guns. It was like pretty adult shit.
What?
Yeah, she just...
Like muscles?
No, just about how people should be allowed to have guns. It was a crazy whole thing. And we were in line.
What?
Yeah. I never told you guys that?
No.
I can't remember that the details are foggy. But yeah, I mean, we're standing in line because you get there right when it opens. And so there was really nowhere to go to like bail on the gun conversation unless I wanted to lose... you know, go back like 80 people in line or whatever. So yeah, she just started talking about really out of nowhere just about how we should all be able, like, allowed to carry guns. And I was like,
At Disneyland, she thought this was the thing to talk about.
There's pirates there, David. You have to be prepared for anything.
That's true. There. And there's a gang of loose orphans who kill them, right?
There's loose orphans who kill pirates. Any one of us could be mistaken for a pirate. Most of all, me with this fucking mustache.
Yeah.
Right now. You know?
All you need is a gold earring.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got it.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been to Disneyland as an adult. I haven't been to a theme park really as an adult. I'm I did get an email from one of the from somebody who works at a hotel near Disneyland saying they want me to come stay there for free, and they'll like it. All part of the package is like tickets and everything too.
Well,
you got to go do that.
Whoever sent you that email, feel free to forward it to me, and I will take them up on that.
This was a television hookup more than a podcast hookup.
Oh, I don't do TV. So that's we're gonna.
Careful, you're a father now. You don't know.
Take food out of my baby's mouth. I'll do it. This was the one that where I was like, this makes me feel the most like a kid, because when you go there, it does immediately. You just feel like a child. I did anyways. And it's like, that's the beauty of it. You just feel so, everything is so fun and so cool. Like the simp, like the Roger Rabbit ride, even like a lot of the Disneyland stuff is geared towards when I was a kid, by the way. Like, you know, if a kid goes right now, they probably know who Roger Rabbit is because of that ride. I guess there's like Cars, that ride and stuff, but a lot of it has been around so long because that shit's so hard to make. Like a new attraction is so hard to do that they just like, well, we just got all the old ones. And
I guess that was like Toontown, right? It was like Roger Rabbit.
Dude, it's sick. I mean, that's exactly.
And they built that like several years after Roger Rabbit came out. Because I remember when Toontown came out as a kid, that was like a big deal. Even though we all lived in Portland, people were like, "Fucking Toontown," and I was like, "Yeah,
yeah, gotta get down there.
Gotta get down there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. All that shit. Like, it's just. I was just so fun and just." Even going on the teacups when you're an adult, you could like, if you can weasel your way into the teacups, it's just the best. Disneyland rules.
Can't you kind of like torque the teacup? So like you give them a jerk and then you spin faster? Or is that like, they just want you to think that?
No, absolutely. It's one of those things where the middle is like solid. And then the harder you crank on it, the faster you're going to spin.
Careful. That's how you got the first one.
just so dope. Space Mountain, everything, man. And the food's not even that expensive at Disneyland. It's like normal price. It is dope.
Is it really? I heard people talk about it like it was fucking super, super spendy. Sorry, I have to plug my computer and keep talking.
It was like, I mean, it was like a $6 hot dog. That's no, you go.
That is a lot.
Nah, not for being somewhere. I mean, I understand a hot dog shouldn't be $6.
Six?
When you're buying food, you know what I mean? It's not expensive compared to any. Well, you know what I mean? Compared to other places, like if I were to go to the movie theater, it's going to cost more there to get a hot dog than it would at Disneyland.
That's the most expensive place for food though.
But I'm saying like, you would think Disneyland is going to be like $20 for a hot dog. That's what people lead you to believe. It's just fine. Like it's fine.
What, when was the last time you went?
Like two and a half years ago, probably. Laura and I went. And it was sick. We went did it for real. Got up at 8, got to the front door when it opened, stayed the whole day, and did that 2 days in a row. And it was sick.
Right.
Definitely got our money's worth. Like no fucking around either. Like running to rides, walking fast to rides, no downtime, just like boom, boom, boom.
Did you hug any of the mascots?
I don't think we even saw any, honestly. Maybe because they do the parade. We did watch the parade or the fireworks show or whatever they do. At like right before closing at like 10 o'clock every night or something. Magical. Absolutely magical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, dude. Every single thing. I love every part of it. It's rad.
I'm curious what happens if you go with a kid and then you hate it. Like, what if you take little Chanterelle down there and then it's just like, you're like, this is the worst.
Well, that's why it looks like a bummer with a kid. it would
it's
slow
like
you
telling
down.
Her, like, we had way more fun here before you
it
were
It was
born.
Way more fun without
Dude,
you.
Having a stroller there would blow. Like one of those big-ass strollers? No way.
You keep shitting yourself. You've never seen any of the movies. Like, you're just bragging. You're just such a bummer here. Like, you...
Yeah, you...
I had to pay for all the food. Like, you didn't even pitch in.
You knew we were going on vacation.
Not even any friendly conversation. You know, at this point, just
I bought you a frozen banana and it fell. You let it fall to the ground.
You know, I tried to bring you a frozen banana and I could not find any. Did I tell you that?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
When did you try to bring me a frozen banana?
Last time Laura and I went, I was like, I got to find a frozen banana for Ian. And we looked for probably an hour and I could not find anywhere to get a frozen banana.
Have I said I like frozen bananas?
You did.
Yeah. As good as
you did. You like, because you might remember, like when she came to scoop me, we're just in the living room for a minute and you were talking to me like, frozen bananas, they're so good. And I was like, noted, dude. And then I tried get one, tried to score one, and I couldn't find one.
Associate Disneyland with frozen bananas for some reason, though I think I like the idea of them more than the reality.
That sounds, I'll buy that, sure.
Yeah.
The reality sounds terrible, but I don't like bananas, so it's not.
Bananas get all hard. You got to like gnaw through them, and that hurts, you know?
Yeah, it's not like a great texture.
No. Frozen grapes, on the other hand, that'll get you there.
Money.
Oh, there
That's
we go.
That's the money shot.
Okay.
Wherever you're going.
Type.
David, time for your first pick. Disneyland, the first one off the board.
I am going to have to take... I didn't think the first one was going to be so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some that are just where you're like, knock it off. You're an adult. Well, I have opinions about some of these.
That's not even how I feel about this next one. I think I kind of like it. It's just, I think it was for kids. I'm going to take Harry Potter, but it was YA. Oh. So is that kind of like.
Yeah, it counts.
I think it's okay. Yeah.
I mean, first of all, what's YA? Like 12, 13?
Young adults.
Yeah, fucking kids.
I think it's
kids.
Not like.
They're kids.
Yeah, it's people who aren't trying to read, you know.
Anyone under 25 to meet. No, I'm kidding. But
St. Augustine or some shit. Harry Potter. I just know so many adults who it's like in their personality. Like people say it like on Tinder, like I'm a Hufflepuff. And it's like, well, I'm trying to huffle stuff.
There's a wand in my shared bedroom. In my shared bedroom, there's a Harry Potter wand. So.
Right. But it was for kids, right? That terrible woman made it for children.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's terrible. That was a bold statement. That was a bold statement.
I think her opinions on trans people are controversial at best, is what I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. It sucks.
Do you like Harry Potter? Are you taking this as a thing that people like, or is it a thing that you like? That
I like it enough to have read some of the books when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
but not like much. I don't really care.
You read the books, man. That means you liked it.
Some of us can just read whole books we don't like sometimes.
Stop lying, dude. It was a sign.
And I was grounded a lot. And I told you I read the one in jail.
A junior college assignment is what reading Harry Potter is.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, you are right about that. Yeah, it's just like, man, I just know. Obviously, I don't know that many children anymore, but I know so many adults who like ride for it. The fandom is like, and I don't feel like I know a ton of kids. Like, I don't see a lot of, like, whenever I see Harry Potter themed stuff, or like, I went to Universal Studios with my little brothers when they were here back like last year. And like, the people in robes and it wasn't children, it was adults who were like,
yeah.
Hyped to be there, you know what I'm saying?
It was people who were like between 10 and 15 or whatever when that first book dropped, or maybe younger, maybe between 5 and 15 or 8 and 15.
Exactly.
And now they're grown-ups, and it's a big part of their lives. I don't know if kids are fucking with Harry Potter like they used to. I hope so.
Yeah, because they're delightful, but I don't know, man.
That'd be interesting, because there hasn't been any Harry Potter news other than the controversy surrounding the creator. But there hasn't been like new Harry Potter stuff in 10 years. How long? 10 years.
I heard Daniel Radcliffe did a play where he dumped it out.
Yeah, man, he showed Equus.
Yeah, he had the whole fucking
showed his wiggler, dude.
He soaked the hog.
Sean, you're erasing the Crimes of Grindelwald.
Excuse me.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and the sequel.
Oh yeah, I did. I did. I forgot those were in the universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grindelwald.
I don't know about the updates. I just know a lot of grown-ups who. Really love Harold Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. The third one was cast. You know, it's one of these things where it wasn't casted poorly, but it was like, that's not what my Sirius Black looked like in my head.
Yeah.
And same with Peter Pettigrew. So I kind of fell off for a while.
Sirius Black is the old man? Is that Gerald Oldman?
What?
Sirius Black is that Gerald Oldman? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is it Gary Oldman?
I don't know.
He's Harry's godfather.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Gary Oldman.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. But yeah, Harry Potter. I think they're good. It's just like, I see a lot more grown-ups with Hogwarts stickers than I see, you know, Trapper Keepers with Hogwarts stickers.
To be clear, I think all these picks are great. There's nothing in here I don't like myself, but yeah, I just think it's all for kids.
That's how I'm doing my draft, is the shit I like.
Yeah.
That's for
kids. I think it just kind of goes that way, because I don't even have. Yeah, I like everything on my list.
Harry Potter's a great fucking pick, though.
I mean, I will say magic's not real. Yeah. I am going to say that.
Don't say, you don't know that.
I'm taking a hard stance. I do not believe in magic.
Explain this. Say magic's not real after you see this.
Oh man, he's gonna do the thumb. This scares the shit out of me, dude. God, he just ripped his thumb off. He's just ripping. For those listening, it's like what Ian's doing to his thumb. It looks like if Clive Davis got a hold of a dick. He's just ripping his thumb off and putting it back on.
I don't even think I know how to do that.
I don't either. I can't do it, and I look like such a buffoon when I try. Oh, you're doing it, David. Magic, shit, now bro. David's... Oh, David just did it. Oh, my gosh. David did it.
See?
Yeah.
Ah, well, maybe magic is real.
Yeah.
All right, you got me. You got
That's
me.
Right.
Point taken.
Yeah, jeez.
I'm still taking Harry Potter in the first, but yeah.
Alchemy's real, too, so not time to my... Oh, my kitten just walked out of the room. Time for my first and second pick. Hi, Eddie. She's so little, dude. All right, my first pick. I'm taking it. Naps.
Oh yeah.
Damn, it was on the list.
Shit. Yeah. I didn't even think of it. That's yeah, man. Absolutely.
Naps. Naps are for kids. I think naps are definitely for kids, but I fucking love a nap. Do you listen to me? I love a nap.
I listen to you, bro.
I love to fall asleep at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, wake up 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Then it's time for dinner already.
Yeah, man. That.
And I love to be laying in bed, bathed in the golden light of an afternoon. Perhaps I woke up early or I had the strenuous workout early in the day. And then I am laying in bed with the golden light of the afternoon pouring in through the window, and I fall asleep gently while a oscillating desk fan cools my furrowed brow.
Let me ask you this. When you wake up, do you use an alarm when you wake up?
No, not always. Now I'm getting more Jewish. Do you let
Mother Nature be your alarm, I see.
Not always, no. Sometimes I let the sound of the birds or the feeling one gets when the day transitions from the sun high in the sky to a darker night. I let that be the siren song that lures me out of bed.
Waza! Waza! I didn't have it.
The thing about a nap is you go like 20 years without liking naps, or like there's that window where you're just like,
oh, it was not 20 for me. It was,
I did really not have that.
Really?
Maybe 11. I was back into naps before I was done with school.
What?
I thought it was cool again.
I don't think I ever had that window. I was naps the whole way. Naps all the way down.
Yeah, oh. Nappy roots.
No, I had a 20 year. Probably 5 to 25, where I was like, naps make you weak. It was like a blanket where
no
I was
teenage
like,
no. Naps?
No.
You didn't take naps as a teen?
Mm-mm. Never.
I fucking crush naps as a teenager. After football practice, after daily doubles, in between daily doubles. Oh.
I was just going to say, in between 2-a-days, sleeping the whole 2 hours, and then wake up and go do it again.
I would eat 5,000 calories of spaghetti, and then I would nap for 2 hours.
Crash into the couch.
Yeah.
If I ever took a nap, it was by accident, and I used to be like pretty bummed if it happened. I remember it was like, I've told you the blankets where I was like, blankets were weak. I used to think blankets were weak. And I, with the same way with a nap, where I was like, nah, I ain't no coward. I can't take a nap. And that's so stupid.
You took baths before school every day.
Until I was in eighth grade, dude.
You were so complicated.
Far into my academic career.
I'm not taking no punk-ass nap. Tom, where's the bubble bag?
Don't forget, I didn't use a towel for quite some time either.
I'm not a virgin. I'm 15.
I used to let my clothes be the towel.
Your code of morality as a kid is like a language that can't be translated because it has no tie to, like, it's not a Latin-based language. It's not Chinese or you know, Japanese.
It doesn't seem weird until you guys point it out. Like, I never think of it as weird, but then, David, that's a very good point that I did take baths, like, fully into eighth grade, but I thought naps were weak. That's
weird. Blankets were not good.
Yeah, that's odd. I for sure will give you that. Yep.
You're a cold dude.
I love a nap. I still love a nap if I can sneak one in. I got a pretty busy schedule, but if I can sneak a nap in on a weekend, it's nice.
Yeah.
I love a couch nap with the TV still going.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I put on things specifically to take naps to, especially during all this, because I would, you know, I get up at like 6. I just wake up at 6 now, pretty much, 6, 6:30. And then, you know, I'm active. And then by 2, 3, yeah, like a good half hour, 45-minute nap, like almost every day.
You're going to be falling asleep to golf soon, as you will be a father.
Dude, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep, man. I'm so nervous that I won't ever sleep again because I'll just be have my finger under her fucking nose.
You'll be napping in a Lazy Boy on a Sunday. Yeah. You're a father.
I think that's the first thing dads get back is the ability to sleep.
All right.
You'll be watching Vijay Singh on the senior tour. All right. Prepare yourself for that reality.
Man.
Naps is my first
pick.
That's
good. That's a good, solid, what was James call it? Shout. Good shout.
Good shout. It's a good shout. My second pick is going to be, you took Disneyland. I'm going to take the Disney animated features.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Man. Yeah.
Guys, we got to let them go. Our hard, hard opinions about them. We really got to.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
It's not even for you anymore. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
A lot of adults having these hard cinema opinions on shit that was just for kids anyways, you know what I mean?
Right.
That shit's wild to me.
You're talking like critics and things picking apart like a movie, or you're talking like deeper issues, like when they...
Twitter critics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about Twitter people, you know?
Fuck
oh,
off.
The live Lion King was so bad. Was it for you?
It's not for you, exactly. Why are you watching the live Lion King, you fucking goofball?
You know who didn't give a shit when the first Lion King came out? My fucking mom, bro.
No.
Chill out, dog. Like, it's just not even, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
We don't want your criticism.
Ivan Carmel wasn't at the Middleman Jewish Community Center like, ah, I just saw the Aristocats last night and it was terrible. Completely unrealistic.
Nobody wants to be a cat.
Nobody wants to be a fucking cat. What the fuck was that? I sat through that fucking movie. I paid my own hard fucking earned money and I went to go see the Aristocats in the theater. I was fucking terrible. I wanted my fucking money.
What the? It's insane.
We should be happy when there's a movie that happens to cross the divide. We should be grateful, but we should never... Who cares what you think about Sonic, you fucking postman? Yeah.
It wasn't for your adult opinions. It's a hedgehog that runs really fast. We're already out there. Like, what the fuck are we talking about anyways?
You shouldn't have Dockers khakis and an opinion about a movie for kids, all right?
Yeah.
If you have a 401k, I don't care what you think about Cinderella.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what I say.
Get them. They can give them all. Give me all of them you got. When I saw the preview for Lion King, I was like, yep, I'll love it. I will go see it. And I'm in. And I saw it. I love it.
You shouldn't have opinions. You shouldn't have opinions about Brooks Koepka and the movie Cruella. All right. You get to pick one or the other. That's it.
It's Nietzsche or it's Aladdin, you know?
That's right. That being said, I fucking love those movies still. The animated features. Aladdin, Lion King, Emperor's New Groove. Name it. And that includes the Pixar movies. I fucking love those too.
I love all the new era, the Moanas and whatnot. Like, I like that shit too.
Nick Nampe turned me onto this, and I don't know why it didn't click until he brought it up at the live show when he came up and took How Far I'll Go. This was at the AFE live show at the Bell House.
Yeah.
And he came up and he picked How Far I'll Go from Moana as the best Disney song ever. And he might be fucking right. It's so good.
It's up there, man. That is
a key change.
Yeah,
and it got no pop from the crowd. It got no pop from the crowd at all.
I think it's because not enough people knew the lyrics, and they were like, oh, they wanted songs where they knew the lyrics so they could just belt them out. So I think
you're right about that.
I think everybody loved the pick, probably. But they
also,
were just like,
we were all drunk, and Nick was so drunk that he might have just said, I don't know, I'll follow from Moana.
You know what? Man, that show was fun. When we all... I can't remember if this was on Twitter or not, but when we all kissed each other and then we walked over to Katie and we'd be like, Katie.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. Oh, that was so fun.
We're upstanding young men.
Oh my God. That was a fun show.
Now, David Boyton, for your second pick.
As it is. Wait, no, it wasn't a corner. My second pick, gummies.
Oh, fucking dude, what a good
goddamn
pick.
Goddamn gummies are for children. I'm sick of, yeah. I don't see any kids with gummies, but every grown-up I know is like, oh, I got some sour worms. Like, shut up.
Gummies on a road trip kind of define what I'm doing. I know I left them out of the gas station food, but like, if I see new gummies, I have those saved trolley, whatever, James Harden gummies. I have two bags of those saved. So I think they'll appreciate. That's some whack. That's
well, you
like,
gotta have assets, man.
That's just insane, though. I'm saving gummies because I think they're gonna be worth money.
If your money's not making money, your money's not making sense, you know?
Yeah, oh, if your money's not making gummy, you're a dummy.
Jafiel.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm in that gummy money.
Now, David, you sound like you're coming at this from a critical angle.
Yeah, you better not
I'm not. I just, it's another one of those things sometimes where I'm like, and maybe it's just in my world, there's
well,
so
you don't
many
fuck
adults.
With candy, but though.
Not really, yeah. But that's not the point. I just, sometimes there's these things that I think that, like, I feel like adults almost co-opt these, like,
things,
you know what I mean? Where it's like, it's okay to have that in the past, you know what I mean? It's okay that you don't freak out over fucking sour trolleys or whatever.
You might be referring to, like, the rosé-flavored gummies that I see all over the place?
Yeah, like, what are we, come on, man. Just,
really?
Like, leave them...
I've never seen those. That's insane.
There's a company, I forget what it's called, but like if you, there's a gummy or there's a candy line they sell at Nordstrom, which is very like adult oriented.
Yeah, that's very adult. And I think it's just, a lot of it comes from weed gummies too so much where I'm just like, this is candy for kids. Just put it in, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just get annoyed.
Go smoke a joint.
Yeah, smoke a joint. Grow up.
No, gummies all day for this kid. All day.
And gummies are good. And gummies are good. I
respect that they're for kids, but if I'm picking a candy, I love a gummy.
That's number one?
I don't know if it's number one anymore, but it was for a long time. Back when I ate indiscriminately, it was gummies. And I think maybe it's because
but now that you're discriminate and like now that the wheelhouse for what's open for candy is narrowed, is gummies still in it?
It's still in the top five, but I don't think it's okay. I don't think it's number one
anymore.
I assume
candy is off the board now, right? So with
yeah. I don't think so. Or, okay, sure.
I kind of
within reason, but like Starburst or gummies.
Mostly for me,
it's
the marijuana thing too. I'm saying it's just like so often when I get gummies, they're marijuana, and I'm just like, I would give these to your kids. Like, what are we? They're all wacky watermelon flavor. It's drugs. People are gonna buy it.
I like the gummification of America. I like gummy vitamins. I don't take them because they're. It's an extra, like, it's sugar for some reason, but,
yeah,
like,
it's just
I
like
do.
Candy for
it is. Whenever I see adults taking those, I'm like, take a vitamin. What are you,
yeah.
What are you doing? Just take a vitamin. Just swallow the pill.
Wash down your horse pill-sized vitamin with some hot coffee like every other God-fearing adult in this country.
Dude. Get to work.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Go me. Sean, time for your second and third picks.
Second pick, I'm going to say Lego. Or Legos.
Damn it!
But yeah, Lego.
Damn.
You're not. You know, I just learned you're not supposed to put the S on there. It's Lego. You're always supposed to say I was playing with Lego, shit like that.
Like deer?
Yes. Like Lego is the plural of Lego.
I knew that because I wrote a script for a product integration we did with Lego on the show and got notes back that no uncertain terms made it known that it was Lego. Always just Lego.
Yeah.
There, I had no
idea. If you watch that show with Will Arnett, that Master Builder show or whatever, or is it Will Forte? Whichever Will.
I think it's Will Arnett.
Will Arnett. He's this guy. That's Will Arnett, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's pretty just good. Funny because
No. Explore that impression a little more. I think it's good.
All right, hold on. Hey babe, you want to buy me water? This is Will Arnett. Welcome to Lego. Lego Master Builder. These guys are my favorite Master Builder.
Why did you say, hey, babe, you want a vitamin that. Water?
I had to get myself in. He was in Hot Rod. He says that. And I was trying to get myself in character. You know how, like, when you're doing Australian, you go, Fosters, and then you...
Let's hear the vitamin water part
so
into the mic.
In Hot Rod, he goes, hey, babe, you want a vitamin water? And then he goes and gets her a vitamin, or goes in to get
a
vitamin
that
water.
I thought that was just, like, your vocal warm-up.
So this is
like you just hey babe.
This barely has anything to do with anything, but
hey, babe.
It reminded me of this story, and I can't remember if I told you, David. I know I didn't tell you. I told Ian yesterday. We were at the skate park the other day, and two of us in the Pushin' 40s Pushin' Boardies crew had hurt ankles at the time, and we both separately, without communicating to one another, we brought like 24 donuts each to the skate park just to have. So we're sitting there.
Man,
there's like
dads.
Yeah, there's like six grown men. Well, not, there's six grown-ups, and we have like 48 donuts. And so after a while, we all had like a donut. And there was this kid there who's always there. He's this little kid. He's probably 16. And we were like, hey, man, come, you know, come get some donuts. Like, you know, your crew can have donuts. And I understand it's COVID, but we were like, they were away from us. And so then he, like, his girlfriend was across the park and he screamed. He goes, hey, babe. But it sounded so much like bitch. We all looked at each other because it sounded like he just goes, hey, bitch. And then told her there were some donuts. And we were like, did he just say that? And then Charlie was like, we're going to have to take the donuts back. I go, I'll take them back if he said that. So we called him over and we're like, what'd you say? And he was like, hey, babe, I'm just telling her there's donuts. And we're like, oh, awesome, dude. Yeah, have the donuts.
We thought we were going to have to kick your ass.
We
were going to have to teach you about respect.
We were ready
buck.
To take back all, I suppose, 39 remaining donuts and just be like, no, no.
Anyway. It would be a crazy move if he said, hey, bitch.
Well, that's what I was like. It's so old of me to think, but I was like, no, there's no way. There's no way he said that. There's no way. I don't know.
Also, don't you guys know him? He's like a generally pretty good kid.
Well, he's a local around the park, but he's still a kid. I mean, you know.
Is that how you would have called your girlfriend at 16?
I never did that. Even when like I was like that, I never. I don't think I ever once was like ever called a girl a bitch in that way. I had some choice words a few times in fights with partners, but I'm not proud of it. But those are the only times I ever use those words. But I never just casually, like, as cool as I thought Snoop and Tupac were, I still couldn't bring myself to be like, I never said it casually, ever, ever. It sounds crazy to think about. Anyway, Lego.
Do you see yourself buying Legos? What is it about Legos that you like? Do you just like the idea of them?
I love doing Lego. When quarantine first started, Laura's mom sent me a Lego skate park to build. And it was like,
really?
I remember I got up at like 7:30 in the morning. I was like stoked. And I poured my coffee and I sat at the kitchen table and probably 3 hours, I just built the whole thing. I was just like, this is sick. And I kept calling her in. I was like, check it out. And then I'd show her. I was like, look at how dope this is. The door, I'd move the door and I'd be like, the door just fucking moves. Look at that. And, you know, she's like, cool, I'm going to go work. I'm going to go back to work now. I'm like, tight. Well, I just, you know, I do a podcast. So I'm just going to sit here and do Lego for a while.
I mean, yeah.
Dude, you're really incorporating it well.
I try.
And now it's paid off. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot.
I would like Legos as on a through the mail and then I send them back system, like the original Netflix.
Netflix.
Like,
it's definitely
Netflix Legos.
Or like,
that's a good idea.
Or like a book where, because I immediately gave it to Oscar and Finn. I had it for a week probably on the table, and then it wasn't cute anymore. Then it was just something on the table that didn't need to be on the table. So I took it apart and gave it to my nephews, and I was like, here, you guys do it. That's what you should do with Legos. You build them, have fun, or you just have a shitload of different pieces and freestyle it, which I do with them all the time. I'm just like, you guys want to go get your Legos? And we can, I'm pretty much just saying I can build some cool shit, you know, if you guys go get them, and then we can sit.
I was never as good at that as I wanted to be.
I love it.
It's, like, yeah. I always wished that I was the type of person who could just, like, you know, make you a car or an ice cream stand or some shit. But I had to use the instructions, dog. Even I had an erector, same thing.
You knew I was going to laugh. Why'd you say it? For me, it satisfies the this, like, compulsive.
You're laughing at my childhood penis?
This, like, compulsive nature I have where you make everything even. So I'll make my version of a spaceship. I'm glossing right over your joke because I'm being serious here. I will make everything even, same color on each side, and I'll make like my version of a spaceship or something. It's never like a dope design, but it's just very fun to sit and build symmetrical things that, you know, I like it because you can be even. Anyway, I love Legos.
As a kid, I loved Legos. That was like my favorite toy.
David had an erection set. He said,
he can't even get through it.
You can't
he tried
get
to gloss
erection.
It over. Look at him. Look at him. He can't. He's having a daughter tomorrow.
And I do have a tough time saying erection. I love it.
Look at him. It's like the purest joy you ever see on his face, though. Like, he really loves it.
Yeah, man.
Get you someone who looks the way Sean looks at space when there's an erection joke made.
Yep.
That's what, if you're looking for life advice, that's all I got. Look at, even now, you look so happy.
I am, man. I am. I really am. All right. Can I go?
All right. Yeah, it's time for your third pick.
Birthday parties.
What?
Birthday parties.
Do you think those are just for kids?
Yes. I definitely think they were made for kids. Definitely.
I think this is like a blanket thing.
I disagree, Marissa.
I don't think they were made for kids because kids didn't have that much value till recently.
They were made... What? No, it was you celebrated your birthday
like,
when you were a kid.
Mean, I think 150 years ago, they weren't going to be like, oh, it's my kid's seventh birthday, but it is like, I'm Jake, the boss of the county, come to my birthday. Like, you think they were spending birthdays on kids back in the day?
I do. I think birthday parties were made... I didn't look into this at all. But I think birthday parties were definitely made for kids. I. How far back are you going?
Hold on. Dana!
Oh, good call. Bring in the big guns.
Baby! Dana Schwartz!
Hold on.
I just don't think kids knew that much back then. Or
well, no, it's not like kids are throwing their own birthday parties, but I'm saying birthday parties were made to satisfy a kid. It was a reason to give a kid something to look forward to. For sure it was.
You think that's what they were doing in the Industrial Revolution? That's why they were having birthday parties?
Well, that's why I'm asking how far back are you going? I don't think the Romans were doing it, but I think, yeah, like in our world, in our culture, in the States, I'm saying birthday parties.
The white Protestant male singing. Mm,
God-fearing.
Stern.
Yeah. High credit score. Not excellent, but good.
Right out here. Baby!
Get the executioner in. Let's hear it.
Do the soda thing. Babe, could you get me a vitamin water?
Babe. Do Victorian children have birthday parties? I think she's in the bathroom.
Hey, babe. Well, are we not gonna let that one run?
No, I'm just being a dickhead. You can
no,
take
well, it's
no,
up
we
to
can
Ian.
Still take
it's
it, but
been,
I will be interested to find out. No, that's a pick. Yeah,
it can count. All right, I just know that adults have grown into like a birthday week, a birthday month, and it drives me out of my mind that adults have taken it so far. Like I'd be the only reason I ever want a birthday party is so my friends have an excuse to make my friends see each other. It's like the one time where you're like, you have to come. No excuses. You just have to come. It's my birthday. But other than that, it's like,
that's what it is for kids too. Do you like what's your beef with it? Is it the presents? Like you have to give an adult a present for their birthday?
Oh, yeah. Is that what you don't like?
A lot of stuff. I mean, I guess I'm going back on what I said because I was going to say I liked all my picks, but I don't like this. I like that adults have birthdays and shit, but just throwing yourself a party just seems so whack to me. Unless it's for the right reasons. Like if it's for real that you just want everyone to see each other and you want an excuse to be like, I know you have a kid, but it's my 40th birthday. You have to come hang out and see everyone who you haven't seen in a year. You know, that's the only reason.
Did you miss my 35th birthday? I think you did miss my 35th birthday.
It's because he hated the fact that you had it.
He did. The hotel, the one in the hotel.
No. Are you out of your mind? Did I miss that?
Oh, you were there?
I mean,
okay,
was there. It ain't in my memory, but I was definitely there.
No,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We did a show before it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Somebody wasn't in town who I really liked.
See, that was an excuse. Like that was an excuse to get everyone together. And that's what a party should be. I don't like a birthday weekend. I don't like a birthday month. I don't like, I don't know. I like it to be about everyone and not just the person whose birthday it is, if that makes sense. Like some people are too centric on themselves.
I this is one of the rare times I'll disagree with you. I like when someone, I like if someone has a birthday dinner or whatever, I like it.
To me, those all feel like people hanging out. I'm not saying it right. These are all people hanging out.
But what's the other thing? What's the other thing then? Like posting about it?
No.
An event of it?
No, I guess I just don't like feeling that people are being like selfish maybe on their birthday. I don't know.
But it's like, but isn't that the fun? It's like the one day where you can be like, this is all about me.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't have that in me.
It's not terrible to do that one day a year, man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, adults have taken birthdays.
Your previous birthday was the last one where we're not celebrating a big.
Well, my next one's 40. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'll be. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Somewhere in Iceland, probably. I'm going to make everyone go to Iceland. Or maybe David will be allowed back into Bolivia by then, and then we can all lie and say we're going to meet him there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, what do you mean back?
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, it's not if I like birthdays or not. I love birthdays. I love parties. Point is, adults have taken birthday parties, which I feel are for children, and made them their own. That is the point of this draft, and that is why
that is true.
It.
Right.
That is why I picked it.
They fill pinatas with liquor now. That's all I'll say. David, come for your third pick.
My third pick is going to be action figures.
Ooh, okay.
Sure.
It's another thing. Like, I see my little brothers and how they play, and then I'm like, I know a lot of men with more action figures in the first 10 feet of their apartment than my parents have in their whole house full of three kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know a lot of dudes with action figures. A lot.
My buddies back in the day, they would hang their ship, like Star Wars ships, from their ceiling, like hang them in a room.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy Bill had a room where you couldn't really even walk in the room. It was just, you'd open the door and you'd be like, that looks pretty cool. Because everything was hanging of planets and everything. And you just couldn't move around. You had to like crawl if you wanted to get like a belly view of it. Crazy.
That's a tough look as an adult.
Yeah, man. It was a whole room of your house. And now I'm like, that's a whole room that's
you're
a room.
You're paying rent on that room.
That's a room, dude, that is in your crib that is in, it can't be used for anything other than Star Wars.
You can't write that off for the business account.
I think it'd be kind of fun in one of your rooms, I guess. I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum. Like, I know there are people who like really like action figures or whatever.
Of course.
I bet it can be pretty fun.
I have a room full of shoes right here.
Oh, I'm not even mad at it. I'm just saying, like, it's for kids, clearly.
Yeah.
And adults, like, really, really glommed. I feel like these days, I mean, I don't know, those of you with kids tell me, it seems like these days, are kids still playing with action figures like that?
Well, David, let me stop you right there. No, I don't have a kid yet. I was kidding.
Oh, tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
Let us know tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll let you know tomorrow. I think kids are still playing with action figures.
Kids still like action. My nieces and nephews liked when they were younger. Like, I would get them toys still.
Mm-hmm.
But it also like seems that? Like a lot of stuff is happening on iPads now and this TikTok thing.
Yeah, that's what it seems like too, or like YouTube.
Dude, I was about that life when I was a kid. All the He-Man, all the G.I. Joes, all of them, all the Ninja Turtles. And I would set them up. I had these cubes in my room that I would set up little battle scenes in. And you just couldn't touch them. I was like, people would want to play with them. I'm like, nope, they're in a battle formation. And that's how they're going to stay.
This is one of these things that the older I get, the more I worry that maybe I've always hated whimsy. Even as a kid, I'd have action figures, and like, if nobody was around, I never played with them by myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
No, I don't think ever really. Like, I just like sit on the floor, just like, no, man.
I think I did. I used to have wrestling buddies. They were a little bigger than action figures, but I would like full on wrestle.
I remember those.
I would wrestle the Ultimate Warrior by myself. No, it was just like a pillow. It was like as big as a gremlin, probably. And
but didn't it make a noise when you like slammed him? Like, you'd be like, oh, brother, my kidney.
No, there was nothing.
They made later versions did.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
Sean's a little older than you.
Yeah, they were Dust Bowl versions.
Okay, that's
dude.
True. Just, you bridged the gap.
They were cotton and pink slips. That's all they were.
But yeah, action figures.
I used to love smashing them together and going. And then he comes in and he's like, wah!
And then Bear just came in and ripped the legs off. And he's like, grow up, kid.
Bear was into it, dude. Bear was a good big brother.
I know.
Yeah.
He had to have been. He's still a good big brother.
You've met Bear. He's the best.
I love him to pieces, that guy.
Time for my third and fourth picks. My third pick, jungle gyms.
Ah, man, I thought I could get that late.
Fuck no, you couldn't, you idiot. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Now, if you would have said erection, I would have had to leave. I'd have been laughing too.
I'm approaching this thing more as like things that are for kids that I like specifically.
I like birthday parties. I don't want that in the ether. I like a birthday party.
It's out there now, dog.
It's out there.
I like birthday parties. Not what you were talking about.
The book on Sean is that he hates birthday parties.
Oh, dude.
That's what I read.
Yep.
I want to see you, man, but I want it to be for the right reasons. So don't keep pushing, you know?
You'll see me. You'll see me on a swing set, dude, and the jungle gym.
Yeah. When I see you, I'm
seeing you. What's your favorite Jungle Gym item?
Swings.
That swings? Was, dude, that's, I had, that's exactly, you dickhead.
Over monkey bars?
Swings over monkey bars. I, as a youth, the monkey bars, I could never, I was too heavy and then I was too tall. And then I was too heavy and too tall.
I was too weak my whole life. I've only done at the most, I think, 3 pull-ups at one time. I could never make it across the monkey bars, so I always felt like a chump.
That's 3 more than I've done.
But did you never have, like, the fights where you would hang here and then the other kid would hang there? And then you would kind of like,
oh, we put chicken fights.
Yeah. I would hang on. I would hang on one side of town. He would hang on the other, and then we'd meet and fight at the skating rink. I had those fights. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to love. I used to love that. I used to love that.
I used to love chicken fights. Those were fun. And then that half globe I liked too, that you could like, climb around.
Did you guys have the spider web thing anywhere where it was like a bunch of ropes tied up to a point? It was like inner.
Oh, I remember the spider webs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To get up to the top.
And one thing we had at Dennis the Menace Park in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was a shelled out tank, like an actual tank. It was insane to think about a tank. Nothing, no bells, a tank. And it had all the shit out of it, but you could still get cut and hurt badly. It was a real tank. It had a gun. The big gun was still on it. You could climb on it and hang. Yeah, it was insane.
Whoa, that is insane.
Yeah.
And the park was named after Dennis the Menace?
Yeah, it was Dennis the Menace Park.
Oh, I thought that was like a thing that you and your friends called it.
No, it was called Dennis the Menace Park. It was right by the zoo.
Is the person who invented Dennis the Menace from Sioux Falls?
I gotta say no without fact checking. I gotta
I feel
say.
Like you'd know. It's weird then that it was called Dennis the Menace Park.
Yeah, they were
Dennis,
just like, yeah, Dennis Park. Yep.
They named it after a reckless youth?
Yeah. Well, there's a tank there.
Oh, that's perfect.
Makes sense. Another thing they had was, did you guys have these? It was just a sheet of metal, like an angled sheet of metal that was maybe a foot and a half off the ground. And that was it. Did you have anything like that?
A slide?
Is this a park or a scrapyard?
It looked like a solar panel. If that, that'll give you a good visual.
It does sound kind of familiar. What were they there for? Just to get hot and ruin your day?
You could climb up it, but yeah, it would be like a million degrees in the summertime. And if you slid down it, forget about it. Forget about the next like week of anything to do with your leg skin. It was insane.
I think you're going to really like my next pick, Sean, specifically. David, I think you'll like it too. But Sean, I think you'll really like my fourth pick.
Oh, no. What are you doing?
My fourth pick is...
You're not doing it, are you? Okay, well, all right. Go ahead.
I don't know what you think I'm doing.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what I'm about to do for real.
All right.
I'm going to take thinking poop is funny.
Oh man, for real,
here I go proving your point.
Yeah, for real,
it is.
That shit is hilarious,
right? You must be going off the classic all fantasy everything joke, poop cover, poop cutter, poop smasher, because boy, I think that's funny. And a lot of children would agree with me.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it is funny.
It sure is.
Poop is funny.
Poop is funny. There's, man, this is gross. I'm going to tell you, this is real gross, though. You can tell because I'm debating.
You have to say
it. But I'm going to tell you. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Sorry,
now.
Marissa. I was pooping the other day, and I went to wipe. I finished up, and then I got up, and there was a big chunk on the toilet seat. And I almost fell down. I was laughing so hard because I was like, what if I didn't look back? And then Laura would have came in ready to have my daughter and just seen a big piece of poop on the toilet seat. And she'd be like, Jesus. And it wasn't smeared or anything. So she'd be like, how did you get a solid piece of poop onto the toilet seat? Any way other than picking it up out of the toilet and putting it there.
Are you going to answer that question? Or?
I don't know how. I had no clue.
I think it must have like been hanging out of your butt and decided to make like a
make
a run for it.
He
was like, you're not flushing me. And the momentum and just like, hut,
not today.
And made it to the...
Yeah, that had to be what happened. But I was like, man, it could have gone wrong so many ways.
Yeah, your wife could have sat on your shit.
Yeah.
And your own poop.
Uh-huh.
On your poop.
Yeah.
And then you poop back and forth.
You know, it's violent when someone calls it shit to me. I like calling it poop.
Poop is funnier. Shit's not as funny. Poop is funny.
He called the shit poop.
No, poop is way funnier than shit.
The other head writer on the show hates poop jokes so much.
Oh, they're the best.
And I love how much she hates them. So I'll like write them and put them in the monologue every now and then.
Oh, they're the best.
I love that. I love it. Poop is funny. I don't like that there's like, I don't like that you're supposed to grow up and not think bodily functions are funny anymore.
Yeah, why is poop not funny anymore? Because we went to college. I shat the whole time I was in college.
I shit every day.
It just lets you know how, where you're at with how serious you feel like you have to take things. Like, I just paid the most money in taxes I've ever paid in my whole life, and I still think poop is funny. So you can be a grown-up.
Well, you got to pay the pooper. You know, that's what they say.
Pay the pooper, dude.
David, time for your fourth pick.
My fourth pick, I'm going to take sugary breakfast cereals.
Yes, sir.
Smacks, mm-hmm. Cocoa Pebbles, Cocoa Krispies.
What's your fave?
Fruity Pebbles, Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Waffle Crisp, Cookie Crisp. All those, man. Anything that has a cartoon on it, you shouldn't eat for breakfast, but we still love it.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cereal, the Reese's Puffs, come on.
That one, even as a kid, I was like, I don't know if this is allowed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when that first came out, it was like, even I know that this is fucked up.
It felt fully wrong.
Yeah, like, you're making us, you're going to let me eat Reese's for breakfast.
Lie to me. Like, it can't be named after a candy that already exists.
My issue with it was I was always like, how am I going to swing this to my fucking mom?
Yeah.
She sees the commercials too. The commercial, I feel like, was just like a bowl of Reese's, and then snap, it was the Puffs.
That makes me think that maybe they were selling that to adults, that specific one, because they didn't, there was no cartoon. Well, I mean, like, there was no cartoon character. There was no selling it to your parents. Like you said, that was just like candy in a cereal bowl.
Maybe that was one of the first ones where they're like, this is more for stoners than it is for children.
The Jack in the Box model.
Yeah. Yeah. It works.
Yeah.
Because the Munchie Meal started out as a meal for, you know, obese children. And then they were like, wait.
I remember being crushed when I moved to Portland. I went on a diet and I was asking Tori, I was asking the big dog. I was like, what do I got to do for a diet? You know, what should I do? And he's like, you need to cut out cereal. And up until that point, I was 27, mind you, I still thought cereal was like pretty good for you because it's been advertised. It was just advertised as something that you eat in the morning and it's good to have breakfast and it's healthy. I was like, why? And he's like, no, man, cereal's horrible for you. It's like, no. It can't be. It's breakfast.
Do you remember how the ridiculous things they used to tell you to eat with it?
Yeah.
It would be like a fucking whole grain mango toast, and orange juice.
A bagel. A full bagel with cream cheese.
Like they think.
And then, so.
Like you're training for a triathlon.
Oh, wait. She's out of the shower. Baby.
Okay, let's.
Did Victorian children have birthday parties? Yeah, were birthdays like a big thing back in the day for kids or no?
It's a very interesting question. The childhood was like invented in the Victorian
era. Childhood was invented in the Victorian era.
After the British Industrial Revolution. So, no, but a little bit started.
So that's when it started in the Victorian era and then birthdays and... She said the whole idea of childhood was invented in the British Victorian era.
That makes sense
to me.
I think
before that, they were just smaller adults.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They were just the little ones.
So, like, you just started doing things as you could do them. Like, as soon as you could work, you worked. Because you were like a little version of an adult. That shit's so fascinating. Like, for real.
Crazy.
It's so insane to think about.
I mean, that's how it is in places that are harder to live than this.
Still. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. You know what my favorite sugary cereal for children is? Grape Nuts, you motherfuckers.
He's back.
Yeah.
We have two full boxes of Grape Nuts in the house that I live in, and it's really bums me out.
You should heat them up, baby.
You're Grape Nuts for not liking them, my friend. How do you like that? I'll put you in the crosshairs too. I don't care. Anybody can get it.
Uh-huh.
But I almost feel like Grape Nuts is a more adult cereal.
It for sure is. I was lying. My favorite.
I'm talking about. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Cocoa Pebbles, probably. I like the texture.
Okay, there you go. Anything with a cool cartoon on it, like a like anything with a cartoon that looks like he might be trying to sell you drugs. Like if you replace all the things with weed, it like makes more sense. Like, hey, I'm a cool frog.
Uh-huh.
You want some smacks? Yeah. You know, it's like, he's trying to sell you weed.
Grape Nuts would have a New Yorker cartoon on it.
Yeah.
God. So sick.
100%.
Yeah.
Or like some really abstract Far Side that you don't quite understand.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's more true than it is funny.
Sure. Just acting like you get it. Like, of course I get it. No, just, can we just change the subject, please? I get it.
Yeah, because he's a wolf.
Yeah.
But he's riding a bicycle, and he said, same time tomorrow, Ken, to the other bicyclists. That's funny.
That could be one.
That is funny. I get that. No, I get that. It's because it's Kant. It's a philosophy thing. Sean, time for your fourth and then your final picks. But before you do that, we are going to be right back after this short break for messages.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. One day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. And then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. You know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on, it's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Ooh, we're back.
I don't know. I don't know what to do for the second break.
Hello, we are back from break.
That was like that dinosaur movie. Isn't that what it's called?
Ooh, we're back. A Dinosaur Tale.
Yeah.
You got Eddie?
I liked it.
You got Eddie sniffing around down there? Oh, Ian picked him up like a dad. Boy.
She's purring.
Yeah. Is he a little purr monster?
It's a girl.
She. I keep forgetting that. Sorry. Is she a little purr monster?
She is a little purr monster.
Awesome. Are her and the juice getting on pretty well?
They get along great now.
Good. I just love
it. Oh, you meant Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Ian and Dana. I was like, this is weird. That's a weird way to say it, Sean.
No. Ian's got Eddie on steroids.
I thought he meant my cat and OJ Simpson. And they weirdly do.
No, your cat and steroids, man. You want Eddie to bulk up, take on those parrots outside.
My cat weirdly does have a good relationship with Orenthal James Simpson. I can't
it's
explain
weird.
It.
It's weird. They play golf. He held him down while he was in prison. It's just, who am I to judge?
Sean, what are your final picks?
Number four. Now, this may be controversial. I apologize, but I think adults have taken it as their own. It's meant for children. I'm going to take Santa Claus. What do we think of that?
Have adults taken Santa Claus?
I think they have. I think adults dress up as Santa Claus, have parties with Santa Claus.
Oh, like a Santa.
Oh, like Santa
Claus. Like the whole vibe. I just think they've taken the Santa vibe and like, I have a Santa hat around the holidays all the time. I love it. Like I've just kind of stolen the Santa vibe. There's the secret Santa at office Christmas parties, things like that. Like everybody knows Santa's not real, but it's fun. I really enjoy it, but I just feel like definitely it's for kids and adults have taken Santa as their own.
I think you should start believing in Santa again. I think you should really lean into this.
I have a vivid memory of seeing Santa. So when I was like five, I like how I say vivid, and then I was roughly five. I was looking out our front window and I looked at the moon, and I'm sure it was just a streak on the window, but in my mind, I still remember looking and thinking that was Santa and the reindeer, the sleigh, because it was a, it like the moonlight extended out a little bit, and I was just like, fucking dope, man. There he is. He's coming to the crib. Like, I knew it.
Big guy.
And then
big guy's in town.
It's fat. It's so fun thinking about what the adults used to go through to make us think it was Santa. I can't wait to do this shit. So we'd all go in my mom's room, all the kids, and then they'd probably have my grandpa bang on the ceiling with a broom or something, cause so it sounded like footprints. And then he would just stand out, ho, 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 and do all that. And then we'd go out in the living room, and there'd be like, the whole place was presents. It was so
sick. Oh, that's amazing. Great.
And you just hear about families
right
that don't
do that.
Right on
the verge of another Santa era, dude. You're going to Santa now.
You're going to get to do that.
That's why I'm so excited about this. You hear this shit, especially with your Portland parent every now and again. They'll be like, no, we just told them, you know, they were three. We let them know there's no Santa. It's like, why? What are you doing? Such a bummer to hear.
Most Portland parents are like, there's no government. They tell them that at three, dude. That's what it is.
Yeah, man. I think adults took Santa.
There's no fluoride in the water either. Santa. No. All right. Santa Claus and your final pick, lightning round.
My final pick adults have taken as their own that is meant for children is throwing fits in public. Like in an airport.
That's a good one.
Say if someone asks them to wear a mask or something. It's great because sometimes you see these, like whenever I see a kid crying on a plane, I'm like, yeah, I'd love to be doing that, but I don't. And then sometimes you just see an adult where you're like, get the fuck, or like comedy clubs, especially when these adults get kicked out of comedy clubs, my God, you would think they are 4 year olds.
Yeah. I've seen some of that.
It is so, so crazy that's insane. Just like clearly a kid thing. But adults are like, nope, I get to do it too. I get to freak out. We saw a bunch of people leaving Helium one time. They were all cops. They got kicked out and they're like, we're fucking cops. And you're like, what? It was mind blowing because they were saying racist shit. It was crazy, and they were
racist.
That does sound nuts. I couldn't.
Can you believe
imagine.
It?
I could. Why? Never imagine something like that happening
for you. To you as cops, does that mean something other than police officers? Because to me that just seems crazy. Is cops like a nickname in Sioux Falls for like?
It's that rapper that Ice Cube had under his wing for about a day. Short Cop? No?
I don't remember him.
All right. I push rhymes like, wait, no? All right.
Oh, that was him?
I remember that song.
Yeah, that was
Short Cop. I remember
that
song. Yeah, yeah. Dave, time for your final pick.
Final pick, lightning round, so no explanation. Slip-on shoes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
You guys get it.
My final one, I got to go from, I'm going to go more universal than from the heart, just for everybody. Pudding.
Oh. Pudding.
You know what chocolate pudding looks like?
It looks like.
Ah, get him.
Does it look like an erection or poop?
Poop.
We need to play that. Write a game for me, erection or poop.
I got you.
You got to save that smile that big for when your daughter is born tomorrow.
If
you guys can see.
You're using too many endorphins.
Yeah, dude.
This is all nervous energy, man. After this, I'm just going to go upstairs and I'll look like, I don't know, like an upset grandpa or something. I'll have nothing to give after this.
Marissa, do you have a pick?
Oh, this is easy. Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
gotta catch them all.
Boy, adults really did.
Gotta catch them.
They really got their hands on that.
To recap, Marissa took Pokemon, but Sean, you went first. You took Disneyland, Lego, birthday parties, Santa Claus, and throwing fits in public. David, you went second. You took Harry Potter, gummies, action figures, sugary breakfast cereals, and slip-on shoes. I went last, and I took naps, Disney animated movies, swing sets, and jungle gyms, thinking poop is funny, and pudding.
It is funny, man.
We left some good stuff on the board. The Redwall books for me personally.
Oh yeah, kickball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, yeah, kickball. I had bubble gum,
powder and oil.
I don't get powder and oil.
This is again a personal thing, but bologna is. I feel like it's four kids, yeah. But I like a bologna sandwich.
Nerf,
yeah, baby powder and baby oil. I was saying, Sean.
Oh, I picked baby wipes. That was on my list for all the grown-ups who drink a lot.
Dana shouted trampolines from the other room.
Yes, absolutely.
I got vaping on my list.
Vaping?
You got what on your list?
Did you say vaping?
Is vaping is a joke.
Oh, it froze. Fuck. That's very funny.
What about bubblegum? Would that have counted? Did adults take bubblegum or did they not? That's what I was wondering.
I had bubblegum on my list.
Okay.
But it's because I like it, but I don't think adults took it.
I was wondering that. I was on my list, but I was like, I don't know. But it feels like it's for kids and adults love it.
It is for kids, but yeah. I don't know many adults who love bubblegum. I don't either. Adults who chew gum.
Yeah. I enjoy it.
But it's always like ice blast.
Yeah, cinnamon.
Well, that's like to cover up a DUI. That's all that gum is. It just might as well be called like, how much did you drink?
Some people just want fresh breath, Sean.
Not like you don't want.
I'm one of them. I chew so much gum, dude.
Nobody wants polar blast breath unless they had like 9 G&Ts.
I do. Dude, what? Is that the only, is that why you, the only reason you thought people were chewing gum?
That's why I thought they chew like the extra polar one. Yeah. Like the gnarly one.
It's just nice to have nice breath.
Oh, man,
zesty.
It's to cover up Jaeger bombs. And then it's funny because we used to think it would cover it up, but you're like, no, all you did was mix it with Jaeger and Red Bull. And now it just smells like, now it just smells like they have to take you to jail if they pull you over.
Awful. It smells like the worst winter in German history. That's not German. I take that back. But
Jaeger is.
No, Jaeger, but not the worst winter in German history. That would have been something else.
What am I, a Rhodes Scholar? I went flying over my head. Poop, erection.
You want to hear yours? Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon. Thank you for holding us down. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Shislackity. We love you. Shout out to super producer Marissa. Boop, boop. Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. I love you, Ma. I'll see you soon. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaclackety!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.